This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper.
Psalm 24 in verse 3 says, "Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully." And Brian from Birmingham, England, asks us, does this mean for the Christian that when we come to worship God in church, we cannot do so if we have unclean hands and an impure heart? For when I examine myself, my heart is always impure, despite knowing that the Lord has fully cleansed me and I come in his righteousness.
If that were the case, we could never worship and we could never go to heaven. So I think when it says clean hands and pure heart, I was just reading recently in the Psalms, and we need to have a category for sinful blamelessness. Paradoxical, I know. Or unrighteous righteous. Or perfect sinners. We have to have those categories, or we can make no sense out of the Psalms in relationship to the rest of the Bible. Because the Psalms speak of us being righteous. I have Psalm 32 open in front of me because it's the one I go back to again and again, where the Psalm ends, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart." Now, this fellow would read that and say, "Well, that's not me, because I'm unrighteous and I'm unclean and I'm not upright in heart." That Psalm, that's the end of a Psalm that begins, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord does not count his iniquity, in whose spirit there is no deceit." So this man, it's the same man. This man in Psalm 32 is a forgiven sinner, and a forgiven sinner, biblically speaking, is righteous, blameless. So in that Psalm 24, when it says, who will ascend the hill of the Lord? Those who have clean hands and a pure heart. It means not the sinless. It means the man of Psalm 32, the man who, when he came to church, knew that he had spoken poorly to his wife that morning and knew that he had slipped up and looked at a nasty picture the night before and knew that he had neglected his kids on Tuesday, and he's broken by it Sunday morning. And he's on his face, and he confesses his sins, and he asks for the fresh application of the gospel, the blood of Jesus, and he gets off his knees as a forgiven sinner, and he walks into the church with clean hands and a pure heart, and is received by the Lord. If that's not what that means, we're done for. Because if God only receives those who are really sinless, really don't have anything that they've done with their hands that they shouldn't have done, or done with their heart that they shouldn't have done, then there's no gospel and there's no future for us. And I think there are plenty of clues in the Psalms themselves so that you don't need to go over to Paul and Romans and import it back and say, "Well, we'll twist these Psalms to make them mean this." No, you just read Psalm 15 to 32 and you'll see so many illustrations of the perfect sinner, the righteous, unrighteous, the failing, blameless, that you'll say, "I got to get a category in my brain here for this." And then you'll wake up and say, "Oh yeah, that's what Romans is written about." Later, he puts names on it. It's called justification by faith alone, and then progressive sanctification.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.